You're listening to SBS News.
With cost of living on the rise, budgeting for essentials is becoming harder as the hip pocket pain is felt from the grocery store to the petrol bowser. It's a challenge residents in the New South Wales southeastern city of Queanbeyan, like Edward Mapiva, are familiar with.
It's going to be really hard for a lot of people around here. The government needs to look at their payments and try and give them a bit more money. I just see it's like the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer.
Pensioner Sally Stegwell is also tightening her budget.
The supermarket cost me $50 more than it usually costs me, which is not good when you're on a pension. I don't know what you do about it. Just got to put up with it.
It's a public sentiment Treasurer Josh Frydenberg will be trying to soothe next Tuesday night. It's his fourth year balancing the books in the wake of the pandemic's economic strain.
What we're seeing with the budget is a material improvement to the bottom line as a result of a strong economy.
Key forecasters Deloitte Access Economics estimate on current measures the deficit will shrink to $69 billion. That's $30 billion better than Treasury's pre-Christmas update and well down from the heights of COVID-19 pain early last year. But Deloitte economist Chris Richardson says despite this better news, the budget still faces big challenges.
It's a budget, it's a social compact. You know, we tax workers, we tax businesses, we spend it on the young and the old and the sick and the poor and our defence force. Getting that right is stunningly important. Getting that right has been stunningly hard during COVID.
Inflation last year was 3.5%, which might not seem like much, but wages have risen by just 2.3%. Australian Council of Social Service CEO Dr. Cassandra Goldie says people are feeling the effects.
There's no question that for people on low income, the cost of living has become crushing. It's really clear that we cannot let this go on, or we're going to see increasingly more and more people unable to pay for their food, the real essentials of life, and people being forced into homelessness.
The Treasurer has promised there will be some relief. In the mix are one-off payments to low and middle income earners. A surge in oil prices since Russian troops invaded Ukraine is another pressing concern, and it is forcing the government to consider direct countermeasures. Electrician Alan Jones is among those feeling the pinch.
I travel for work, so my bottom line is impacted a lot. Everything's gone up and my wages haven't. Even if it's a small bit, it's going to help everybody, isn't it?
The government is also attempting to stabilise almost $1 trillion in debt. The temptation to launch a pre-election spending blitz while behind in the polls has been met by warnings from economists like Chris Richardson to act responsibly.
So far, the leaks don't suggest it'll be that big this time, but there's a reasonable chance that you'll see a lot of stuff that's devoted to retail politics, the marginals in particular.
Defence and social spending like health, aged and disability care are all driving up costs. Gabriella D'Souza of the Committee for Economic Development of Australia says the budget's main challenge will be balancing short-term and long-term priorities.
People want to feel an ease in the pressures on their cost of living, but in the long term we do need a dynamic, innovative, productive economy, and we need to have a proper discussion and about policy reform.
Once the government's books are open, it'll be up to Labor to reply, and it'll be an economic debate that will last until the May election. Tom Stainer, SBS News.